psychologically, inwardly, we human beings, wherever we are on the world, psychologically, the world is us. The world is me and the world, I am the world. And that is a psychological absolute fact. So you may have white skin and brown skin and black skin or whatever it is outwardly, affluent, rich, prosperous, many cars, all the rest of it. Or you may be very poor. But inwardly, deep down, we're all the same. We suffer. We are lonely. We are in sorrow, conflict, misery, confusion, depending on somebody to tell us what to do, how to think, what to think. We are slaves to propaganda, the various churches and various religions, sects. That's what's happening all over the world, not only politically, by the experts, by the governments, and so on, but inwardly, deep down, we are slaves to propaganda. We are conditioned human beings, whether we live in India, America, or here. I hope that one realizes that, not intellectually, not verbally, because that has very little meaning, but actually see the fact that you living in America, with all the riches, marvelous country, crazy people, drug-minded, you know all that's happening in this country, the violence, the brutality, the divisive communes based on their beliefs and so on. But when you sweep all that aside, put all that aside, they're here in India and Europe, we go through the same mill of misfortune, uncertainty, deep sorrow. So we are actually psychologically the world, and the world is you. Once you realize this fact, not verbally, not ideologically, or as a statement of fact, but actually deeply feel the fact, realize the fact that you are not different from the other, however far away he is inwardly, because he suffers enormously, is terribly frightened, uncertain, insecure, both physiologically as well as psychologically. And when you realize that, and in the examination of that realization, you're not concerned with your little self, you're concerned with the total human being. Understand this? With the total humanity, which is you. Because you are the world. So when we are talking about these matters, we are concerned with a human being, not with Mr. X or Y or somebody else. But he is the total psychological entity as a human being, wherever he lives. I hope this is clear. This is factual. You may be conditioned in a particular way. You may be Catholic, a Protestant, God knows what else you are. Baptist and, you know, Jesus-minded, you're conditioned. In India, this is the same condition. But thousands of years of certain kinds of beliefs, superstitions, ideas, gods, and all the rest of it. But below that conditioning, in the depth of their human mind, when they are alone, when they are facing their life as this, there is sorrow, there is pain, there is grief, there is anxiety. So, we are the world and the world is you. And when one sees that as an actual, irrevocable fact, then you begin to think entirely differently. And you begin to observe, not as a personal, as a person, individual having troubles and anxieties, but entire humanity is having it. It gives you an extraordinary strength. I don't know if you follow on this. It gives you extraordinary vitality. Then you are not alone. You are the entire history of mankind. If you know how to read that book, which is you.